Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we have the good fortune of being joined by Brian Burke, who is the general manager and president of the Toronto Maple Leafs, as well as was the general manager of the 2010 U.S. Men's Olympic team. Brian, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure, Harry.
I know that being here at this Level 5 coaching symposium, this is, I believe, your third, at least your third that I know of.
Correct.
Your thoughts on just being here and what you take out of something like this?
Well, first off, every speaker has started off the same way that I would start off, by saying thank you. Anyone who's listening to this podcast is probably a volunteer. And this whole system is built on volunteers, and we are in their debt. Without the volunteers that coach these kids, none of us have jobs. So to me, to be here, it's a chance to say in person thank you to the coaches. I think being a youth hockey coach is a critical part of the development of a hockey player. And I think there's clearly a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And I'm impressed how USA Hockey has made it possible for coaches with even very limited experience to provide a real good coaching experience for young players.
I noticed you sit through a lot of the presentations and things like that. Your thoughts on just the engagement of some of these coaches who are pretty high-level coaches, but their engagement with the speakers and the great questions that they're asking.
Well, I think a lot of people who are listening to this would be shocked to learn that. This is my third of these. I think I've worked on 8 teams for USA Hockey in terms of the Olympics and World Championships. 7 for sure. And we're volunteers too. I think a lot of people think that when we put on our USA Hockey hat that we're paid or compensated somehow. We're not. I've never taken a dime from USA Hockey, nor would I. I owe USA Hockey. They don't owe me. But I think a lot of coaches are surprised that a Dan Bylsma or a Timmy Army or a Sully will come in here and give up a whole day of their time and talk about the 2-2-1 system with great passion, and not, they don't get paid for that. It's part of giving back and being part of USA Hockey solution.
And one just side note to that is Tim Army came in here not only on short notice, but it's also his 27th anniversary and also his youngest son going away to college. So quite a commitment.
Yeah, and that's what, I mean, when USA Hockey asked me, can you do this? The answer is yes, if it's humanly possible. So for Timmy to miss his anniversary, his kid going away to school, I mean, he's probably going to hear about this one, but he did a really nice job. That passion, that excitement, all the coaches bring that. And it's a wonderful thing. It's an amazing thing, really, to watch that a guy who's been doing it 20, 30 years still gets that same excitement when he's talking to youth hockey coaches about forechecking or neutral zone pressure and whatever the topic is.
Absolutely. USA Hockey, a lot of exciting things have been coming up in the last, number of years, but the American Development Model, the progressive checking skills. Just wanted to get some of your thoughts about how you think the direction of USA Hockey is going in terms of some of the programs that we've got going out.
Well, I mean, I was at the dinner in Colorado Springs, and I sent all of the senior management team a note afterwards saying how proud I was to be a part of something that's grown. I've been involved with USA Hockey when I started playing when I was 13 back, which would have been around 1969. It was a small, underfunded, underappreciated group that was just kind of sticking fingers in dikes trying to, solve problems. And I look at the gala dinner they put on and the way the national teams have performed and the under-18 teams and the women's team. And I'm so proud to be part of that. I don't think any group in American sports history has grown as much maybe as USA Hockey has in the last 25 years. I think the ADM is a wonderful idea. My prediction is it will be copied worldwide. It already is being in some places. It'll be copied worldwide. Progressive checking and where we put hitting into the system, to me, is very important. I think that's an important change that we've made. The NHL's commitment to USA Hockey, of course, in terms of funding is way up. And I think we've accomplished a lot, and I think the future is very bright.
Absolutely. And I know you've been on record in saying this before, that you think that the National Team Development Program is some of the best money that USA Hockey has spent.
I think the best money that we've spent. The only downside I think you could say about the National Team Development Program is that we don't have a corresponding program for women. And I think that's something that will happen down the road. But that's the only drawback. Is I don't think there's any issues with the program itself. It's just, okay, at some point we probably have to twin-track that with a women's program, but I think they do a marvelous job there, and I believe it's the best money we ever spent.
No doubt, no doubt. You have the good fortune of working up in Canada, in Toronto, which is obviously a hockey hotbed, and you've also worked in Vancouver. What are some of the things that you hear from people up in Canada or questions that they may have for you about the state of the game in the United States?
It's marvelous to work in a hockey hotbed. It really is. I feel very fortunate to work in Toronto. And I love how in the hockey world it's always been acceptable to grab your bag and go play for your country. There's very little lashback about me being involved with the USA team. I am a dual citizen, so that helps. But very little, you know, a lot of good-natured kidding you're going to get it when you get to Vancouver. And then after, of course, after we lost the game in overtime, lots of ribbing. You know, how'd that one come out? I didn't see it. You know, but good-natured. I would say if I had to pick one word to describe Canada's attitude toward the United States in hockey, it's respect. I think there was a time when the principal rival for Canada was Russia, and it's not anymore. It's the United States now. And that means that we have come a long way in with USA Hockey for us to be able to compete with Canada. It was done, you know, face it, they have been the world leaders in developing hockey players. They've done a great job. We've copied a lot of what they did. I always give credit to them for we've been chasing you guys. So,
yeah.
But I think they would say we finally have to be nervous about those guys.
Absolutely. And you mentioned about Vancouver several years have passed. Your one thought that you take away from that incredible run of the team that you put together, and I know there was questions about, you know, this guy or that guy and all the stuff that's been well documented, but now that it's obviously the dust has settled, something that you've taken away from that experience.
Well, I think you know this, Harry, because you were there at Fenway. We got hammered when we announced that team. We announced at the Winter Classic at Fenway Park as soon as the game was over. And we got criticized brutally in some markets by why no Madonna, why no Umberger, why no this guy, why no Gomez. And, you know, my belief was that if we took the 20 best players, we'd get killed. That Russia would beat us, that Canada would beat us. So instead of saying, okay, I'm going to take, you know, a skill guy and make him a checker, well, let's just take a guy who's really good at checking.
Right.
So we took a Ryan Callahan. We took a Chris Drury. And I remember I was stunned. I was asked at the press conference afterwards, why are you taking Chris Drury? I think he had 3 goals at that point. And I couldn't believe the stupidity of the question. I said, well, we're taking Chris Drury because he's Chris Drury.
Yeah.
He ended up being one of our key players. So what I take away from that was a fun group to have. Those players got it. They overachieved. They worked as teammates. It's one of the most fun times I've had with a team. A silver medal's not good enough. We've got to find a way to take that up a notch.
No doubt, no doubt. Is that a blueprint now for success for, I know there's a lot of questions leading into Sochi, but is this a blueprint of success that you feel leading forward, moving forward?
You know, the USA Hockey has not named the staff for Sochi. If NHL players go and USA Hockey asks me to be involved, of course, the answer is going to be yes. I've said this many times, and you've heard me teased about it. When I was asked in 1993, would I take the team to the World Championships in Germany? My answer to Art Berglund was, I'll fold towels. And, of course, JJ being the smart aleck he is, there's a little poster of me somewhere folding towels that he had made up.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my view is, I'll fold towels. If they need me to drive the bus in Sochi, I'll get my Class A license and drive the bus. If they ask me to be in some capacity other than general manager, I would do it. So I think if you do something for your country, you don't do it for the title.
Mm-hmm.
So if they ask me, the answer is going to be yes, whether it's GM, assistant GM, whatever capacity, player development, whatever it is, doesn't matter. To me, obviously, I would like the NHL players to go. That's something that will be resolved in the next little while. Once it's clear that they're going or if they go, then I think USA Hockey would probably make their staffing announcements and get prepared on an orientation camp because it's not that far away. The orientation camp would be next summer.
Right. So I was going to ask you, the clock's kind of ticking on this one.
Well, my hope is, I think everyone in hockey hopes that the NHL and the NHL Players Association will be able to make a deal by September 15th when the CBA expires, the existing CBA. I can't say much more than that. I'm in the room. I'm on the negotiating team. We've got some work to do, but I think everyone is hopeful that this will be resolved in the next short while, and at that point, the league would have an answer for USA Hockey regarding Olympic participation. So hopefully that's something that will be very clear. We can do another podcast at some point about it.
That would be great. You put together a very successful, USA Hockey did, a very successful group of general managers, and everybody's very proud that they're, you know, all these American people who are leading team. Is that group still in going strong? Or?
Yes. When I first was approached about being the general manager for the U.S. Olympic team in 2010, What I said was, and we started doing it with national teams, I believe a group of people is always smarter than one person. And we've got some really top American-born GMs. You've got Paul Holmgren. You've got Dean Lombardi, who just won a cup. You know, you've got Ray Shiro, who's won a cup. You've got that group. You got that brain power. You got David Poyle, who's, you know, Hall of Famer. We got all that brain power. There's no reason to tie it. We brought Stan Bowman in. He's won a cup. So why not get the group harnessed and get the thoughts of the group? And then, of course, there's a tiebreaker. David Poyle was the associate GM. I'm the GM. At some point, if there's a dispute, we need a tiebreaker. That's our job. But everyone had input into that team, you know, in terms of the U.S. Olympic team. Dean Lombardi had input. Stan came in afterwards, but Ray Shiro, Donnie Waddell, Paul Holmgren, I hope I'm not missing anybody. I'm sure I have David. I mentioned David Poyle. But then, you know, that group was really instrumental in putting the whole thing together. So we did we devised our own rating system, mm-hmm. and we started viewing players in the fall and filing reports. We'll do the same thing this year once we start playing, and that will be used to pick the world championship team and as base ratings for the next Olympic team.
It sounds like it would be a fun group and to be in a room with people such as, you know, with all you guys, some good discussions and some lively debate.
It's a headstrong group. I mean, to be a GM, you've got to be an opinionated person. So some of it's like herding cats. We're pretty bullheaded. And I think successful people are opinionated, just in general in business. So we had some heated debates. Of course, a common part of a heated debate in hockey is a great deal of profanity and abuse. But we sorted it out, and I think we took the right group. Obviously, we didn't win a gold medal, but that team was picked to finish sixth or lower by all the experts and came within. If you know, Phil Kessel hits the crossbar in overtime, it's a different result.
No doubt. And then the last thing I just wanted to ask about, not really delving any further into the potential of a work stoppage, but just your thoughts on where the NHL is today. It seems like it's in a really good place. I mean, I like the NBC contract. And I mean, it just seems like it's a good time to be a hockey fan in the United States.
I think so. I think Versus was a great partner. They really were. And the temptation right now is when you talk about NBC, you're like, oh, you know, they're doing a much better job than Versus. I thought Versus did a great job. We just had some penetration issues as far as certain markets and certain, you know, the commercial market and bars and restaurants. NBC's committed to it, done a great job. I think the playoffs have been just marvelous the last couple of years. We've had parity, so we got different teams in there. I think the league's in a really good place as well, and hopefully we'll be able to get this thing put behind us and start playing.
No doubt. And I'm sorry, I do have one other question. I just wanted to get your thoughts as a proud American in the Stanley Cup Finals. You had two American captains. I mean, obviously quality individuals, not to mention fantastic hockey players.
Yeah, and I liken this to looking at a thermometer. And you see the little lines on the side of the thermometer. As things improve for you, check those off. So as a GM, you know, one of the things you want to check off is, okay, my coach coached in the All-Star game, because it means that he was in first place on December 15th or whatever it is. Stanley Cup, this and that. And one of those things for USA Hockey is NHL captains. That's mm-hmm. one of those gradients that we want to hit with more regularity. And Dustin Brown, you know, has been a big part of USA Hockey. Marvelous, marvelous captain, and, you know, like, good kid, too. Mm-hmm. Very proud of him. To me, to watch him skate around with the cup, you know, the captain gets the cup first, so he gets the cup and puts it up over his head. That's one of those little gradients for us, you know, another captain. That's not that uncommon for a Canadian captain to lug the cup around. But for us, that's one of those little gradients. It was good.
Yeah, I think the second one, right after Darian yep. Hatcher. Well, Brian, thank you not only for taking the time to talk to us, but thanks for everything that you do for USA Hockey and a great ambassador and a great spokesman. So I really appreciate everything.
Well, I owe USA Hockey a lot. I didn't start playing hockey until I was 13 when I moved to Minnesota. And every time I turned around, someone was willing to show me what to do. And they said, you provide the sweat, we'll give you the know-how. And it turned into a wonderful career for me. So I owe the program more than they owe me. And very proud to be here today and give back.
Great. Well, thanks again.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
Thanks, sir.